everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here again to do some more healings with all of you. So, like we've mentioned in the past, you just have to show up, and these light beings will start to do the healings with you. So, what I'd like you to do is, if you haven't done it already, is just click on Creation Light Shift Healing. And you can do it any night, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Saturday. And then go down a little ways, and you're going to see the blinking flower. And I'd like you then to minimize, go to the fast chat on the bottom if you like. Click on that, and then minimize that if you wanted to use fast chat. That'll show up on the bottom of your screen. And then scroll down a little ways further, about an inch down on your scroll bar, and you'll see the beautiful light beam there. And if you choose to use the fast chat, you can just click on it, and it'll come up alongside of the light beam. So you just type your name in and do a quick message, and we'll be able to talk with you during this show. You can give different information that you may want to ask us about for questions. So we'll see if Sylvia's there. Are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, I am. Welcome, everybody, and I hope everyone's doing great tonight. We have a very exciting show planned for this evening. Some wonderful healings that are going to be, I think, probably the first time ever. And we're going to talk also about the ascension process and preparing for the ascension and the wonderful conference call ascension preparation work that Ron does. And this is kind of like the last chance to get on that special call that's happening tomorrow. So we'll tell you about that in case you're interested in that. So welcome again. And like Ron said, the best way to reach us tonight is going to be through the fast chat if you have a question or something that you'd like to say. So I guess over to you, Ron, for getting us started, talking a little bit about the light ship and about the ascension.
Okay, so the ascension process is why Jesus came 2,000 years ago. So he came to do teachings and healings to have people do the ascension if they chose to. And again, it's a choice if you're willing to work with yourself. And like I tell people, you know, how much do you love your body? You know, because after the universal shift, you know, if you're not in your body completely, then your body will be like everything else. It'll be just dematerialized instantly. And it's not really scary. It's just the fact that that's, you know, what happens. And then this is the way the light can release the negativity. You know, and we all know about the negativity here. Everybody's aware of that. The way the earth is and all the pollution and everything else that is happening here. So anyway, this is the way the light can regain its territory. And then it starts all over again, and everything is in the light. And then hopefully the darkness won't creep in, and we'll have heaven on earth for quite a while. So, but it's up to you to be in your body. So that's why you came here, is to help your body heal, and mainly for the ascension process this time around. So like I say, how much do you love your body, and do you really want to do this process where you can give your body, you know, eternal life? This is, you know, Jesus talked about in all of his spiritual teachings. So anyway, we're doing a special session tomorrow. I do these once a month. And it's a four-hour ship healing. You're bilocated to the light ship. You're there for 4 hours. You're out of time. It feels like about a half an hour goes by. And they do water charging at the very end. And they devote the 3 hours of time prior to that for some physical healings and a lot of ascension healings to help you do this transformation. And that starts at 1 o'clock my time, Pacific Standard Time. So if you're interested, you know, just give me an email. And, you know, I can get back with you, or just give me a phone call either way and give you the special numbers to call in on. So what we're going to do now is some special healing. So what did you want to do tonight, Sylvia? I know we had a few things here which were brand new, three different bodies you wanted to work with. So which one would you like to do first?
Well, you know, I'd actually like to take a minute more to talk about the ascension preparation conference call that's happening.
Okay.
Because we had a testimonial that was emailed in from one of the ladies that was on the last call last month. This is a once-a-month session. And she was saying that, well, I'll just read it. She says, I had a sprained left hand and a sprained right foot. I couldn't write, and I was slowly hobbling around all week. Well, after the four-hour teleconference session, I was able to wear my high heels and go to a dance club that night, and that's not all. I am riding away with little discomfort. With the heavily physical job that I have, I consider these to be miracles for real. Thank you so much. So that was a really nice email to get. Thank you very much for sending that in. And, you know, it's just really hard kind of to describe how wonderful it is to be on that four-hour ascension preparation. First of all, just being with the light beings and being on the light ship for 4 hours is just a remarkable experience. And remember, in their time, it can be much more time than that. So you have immersed yourself in that environment, and when you come back, it's just you're so in such a beautiful, peaceful, wonderful space, and so much healing and different things happen that it's really, really remarkable. Yet on our time, the 4 hours goes by just really fast, just like these radio shows do. People keep remarking that maybe it feels like a half an hour has gone by. So it's very incredible. It's hard to describe just how great it is, and I think there are still some slots open for tomorrow on that. So if you are interested, I just want to encourage you to contact Ron, because, you know, it's something that you just can't even imagine what it's like till you actually do it. And it's an opportunity, you know, like Ron said, we don't know exactly when the ascension will take place. Some people talk about 2012. Others talk about perhaps next year. Don't exactly know. But this is a chance that we have right now to get ourselves ready. So it's really kind of a sacred opportunity. And I just wanted to say that because I feel pretty strongly about it after having done it a couple of times. So there you go. That's my words of wisdom, I guess, on that subject. And then on the healings for tonight, yeah, we were going to... I think we were going to bring in the light being and do a little bit of water charging.
Okay, so like I said before, you know, have the light being in front of you. Just scroll down, and you're going to see her there about an inch on your scroll bar. And just kind of watch her right now. We're going to energize her. She'll come into this picture, and this is how she looked, and she's going to bring her divine essence energy into this right now. So you may start to see your monitor change colors a little bit here. And she energizes herself. For myself, I always see the rays change. I see her face kind of lift off the monitor a little bit, or the background gets further away. She becomes more three-dimensional. And the eyes are just incredible. You look at her and, you know, if you didn't know that it was a photograph, or a picture, that someone drew, they actually drew this here, you would think, if you just blinked your eyes quickly, that it was actually a live person looking at you. And so this is how I just love her here. Okay. And I just see a fast chat come in from Ed. That's a very good question. He says, why do some healings not happen? So, like I tell people, there's many bodies that are around us. When you go to the light ship, you are healed. That's all they do is they see you and they heal the physical body. And what happens is when you come back to the earth energies here, the density is so strong, and the baggage that we carry and the thoughts that we have around us that do not go to the light ship can and will take your healing away from you. So everyone's a little different on how, you know, this process works. And then it's also contributed to belief. And I don't necessarily believe in the belief that, you know, I've had people not even believe and they had healings, okay? I had people, one lady was cured of cancer with her lungs, with one lung. They're going to take out two-thirds of one of her lungs, I believe. And she happened to be on the four-hour call, I think about 3 months ago, and maybe 4 months ago. But she knew nothing about it. She was just asked by a friend of hers who comes on it all the time if she would like her to do some prayer work for her, and she said yes. She wouldn't have even believed, because she was very Christian, about the light ship or anything else. And the next week she went in for her operation, and, you know, the cancer was gone. And so it's kind of a quandary at times for me. All I can figure is that it's not that you don't accept the healing. It's does the energies around your body of your ancestors' beliefs interfere with that healing, okay? And so there's that big gray area there, and it's just unfortunate that we have the densities down here, that we have to work through these to get them out to have the healing actually happen. So I hope that kind of answered your question. So here we go. We're going to do an energy charging here. So what we could do is, if you want to get a glass of water, in fact, why don't you get two glasses of water? I should have mentioned this earlier. But we'll just keep on doing some talking here. So you have anything to fill in, Sylvia? What I will say is that the call tomorrow is $60, very, very affordable. You can just send me a check and get on the call. You know, for 4 hours of healing, it's incredible. And then they also charge 7 gallons of water for you for the week. And that's the last hour. But hopefully you're all scrambling now for your water. And the nice thing is that the water is now going to be charged. We're going to bring in another energy into the water. So this light beam that we saw is in this photograph right now, and we'll wait about a minute here. And I'll just talk about the way the water charging works. The light ship works heart-to-heart energy. The light ship does not necessarily use mind energy. Most healings down here use mind energy, where you're manipulating energies, controlling things. The light ship uses heart, which is what Jesus talked about. That's where his teachings came from. So he was actually plugged in directly to the light ship for his healing, and also his teaching. And so they go heart to heart, so this light being will be energized, which she is right now, and she'll work connecting to your own spirit. And remember, your spirit's in your heart center. Then from there, the energy will move, you know, down your arms to your fingertips. And from there, you'll be using your palm chakra and your fingers to actually charge up your water. So it feels like you all have your glasses of water. So take the first glass right now. And this process takes about maybe 15 seconds or so. So put the glass of water in front of you on a table or whatever you have in front of you. Or just hold it. And she's going to start to activate it right now. And so here it comes. So Tammy said my voice is a little bit low. So how is this right now? I hope that's louder. Thank you, Tammy. And so the energy now is flowing. I have my glass in front of me. And my water, I can feel my hands becoming like electrified in a sense. They're kind of buzzing. I feel the pulsations here. And she's saying about another 10 seconds. Okay, and I think we're ready to go here. So, this feels good. So, take a sip of your water right now and just see how it tastes. And if you want to go on the fast chat and let us know how it's tasting, that'd be great too. So here we go. I'm going to drink my water. Mine tastes different today right now. Normally it's really smooth and silky. It's has like a bitter taste to it. How's your water, Sylvia?
Yeah, I was going to describe it as earthy. It's a little earthy tasting.
Yeah. Okay, so what we're going to do now is bring in another being into the photograph here. So we'll have this beautiful light being laid. and we'll just use your face now. And we're going to bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette. Remember, she's the saint, the nun that was in Lourdes, France. And she worked with Mother Mary. She had the visions, and they had the healing waters there. So we're going to have her come into this photograph here. And she'll start to come in. Wonderful. Here she comes. And you may actually feel the energy in your room change. Beautiful. Okay, she's coming in stronger. And it feels like she is connected now to the photograph. And now you're going to probably see the frequencies, the energetic signature around her change here, as she'll put in her own vibration. And if you'd like to Google her, you know, she's just beautiful. There's some pictures that you can see on the internet of her laying at rest. It's like she just went to sleep, you know, 10 minutes ago. So she's known as one of the uncorruptibles. And she wants about another half a minute here to charge up her photograph here. I feel a lot of like kindness energy coming off the photo, a lot of compassion. How does it feel to you, Sylvia?
Yeah, very. The whole photo actually looks softer to me a little bit, and it's very compassionate. I'm just feeling a lot of opening up of my heart and just a very kind, gentle being.
Great. Yeah, that's how I feel it here. And we just did some children today in Canada from another beautiful lady named Sylvia. And we did the emotional, mental, feeling body, and sensory body. And the oldest, I think, was the boy was 12 years of age. And we went down to, I believe, about 1 year of age. And the other children were in the middle there. So I think one was three. And, yeah, like on the fast chat, she says, you have new personality. She could actually see him change instantly after the session. Okay,
yeah, I think it's
so
one of the...
So we have St. Bernadette fully charged up here. And she's ready to come in. So take your second glass of water and hold it in your hand. And she's starting right now. And my hands definitely feel different. Remember, this is still a heart-to-heart connection. And it's just, for me, it's flowing very smoothly. It's almost like it's effortless. And I almost feel like the glass container itself and myself are at oneness here. Like I am the glass holding the water. So it's just a great experience here. So she's one in about 15 more seconds here.
There's a lot of light radiating from her, too.
Yes. She presents a lot of calmness to me.
Yeah.
So as you out there are looking at her, you might have your own... feeling about how she's feeling. Remember, this energy is going into your living room. So it's not only going into you, it's going all around you. And I guess my volume is low, so I'm getting that again. I'll get closer to my phone here. So let's see.
It might be a line issue with the BBS line that you're on.
Okay, because I'm the same distance away as normal. So here we go. Let's get our glass of water now, and we'll get a sip of the water and just see how it is.
It's completely different than the other one.
Completely different tasting, yeah. Okay. So if anybody wants to comment on the fast chat, go ahead. And we're going to do another healing here. And this is brand new. We're going to do another body, which the Lightship brought forward. They brought 18 other bodies that they felt would be helpful for us to clear. So one of the bodies is the body of movement. So this is how you move around in your body, you know, twist and maybe stretch and bend over. So there's some body that's associated with that. So we're going to do a clearing like we do on the other clearings. We'll go to the chakras just so we have something to work with here. Remember, the chakras are about 1% of what they're really doing. But since we have a mind and we have to figure out what they're doing, this is how they present it to us here. So just sit back and relax, and here we go. So this is the movement body. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared. Boy, I'm yawning already from somebody. Oh, boy. Okay, heart. Cleared. Third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay. So that's the movement body. So I would imagine that if you had some problems with your muscles or anything else, this is probably getting cleared out now. So if you want to just maybe get up and walk around and stretch a little bit, you can. And maybe do that for maybe a half a minute here and just kind of see how you feel. How's your body feeling, Sylvia?
Well, I'm just standing up, and you know how sometimes when you stand up and stretch and then your things kind of pop into place and your spine kind of pops?
Yeah.
That's what's happening to me at my joints, and it feels very, very warm and very good.
I'm a little more limber right now just sitting here, so. Okay, we're going to do another a body, and this body they're calling your sight body, and it may be how your physical body maybe views its surroundings, okay? So, and it might even also include maybe your inner vision. It may also include your psychic vision, your third eye, but we'll just see how this works for everyone here. So here we go, same process. So sixth chakra from this point to your last birthday, cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, so kind of just see how your body's responding to that. It feels like I have myself a little more psychic awareness around me. It feels like my body's full of antennas in a sense. My body's actually sampling what's around me. That's how I'm perceiving this healing. And how's it for you, Sylvia?
Yeah, I would say that's a really good description. I feel like, you know, when it was happening, I could feel the energy opening up, and almost as though I could just sit here with my eyes closed and perceive a lot more of what's around me than before.
Yes. Okay, we'll do another clearing here. And this clearing is for they use the term magnetic body. So we'll just see how that one works for us here. So here we go. Same process from right now to your last birthday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So let me kind of sample that and see how I'm feeling here. I do feel different on the inside. I feel a little more together. That's about all that I can say. Maybe I'm resonating more with a certain frequency, whatever that would be. How are you feeling, Sylvia?
Well, it's really interesting. For me, it felt like there's more of a connection going, like from the lower part of my body to the upper part, like the energy systems are more connected and flowing a little bit more smoothly together.
Okay.
So it's, that's a very interesting one. Definitely moved the energy around my body, that's for sure.
Yeah, it has a sense of the amber blood that we do on the four-hour call when they energize and produce the amber blood for us here. I think that's kind of similar.
Yeah, I'm feeling it kind of like the energy meridians of the body, and they're just kind of, the energy's kind of flowing around really without blocks. Like it just feels like it's moving faster.
Uh-huh. So we'll do, we'll bring in another light being here. So let's see, we have a comment, I think, from Sylvia here and the kids and Rob. So they're in Canada, back east. Let's see, we can see more brilliant colors on the image of the light beam. Wonderful. So what we're going to do now is bring in, we'll bring in Mary Magdalene into this photograph here. So we'll have St. Bernadette leave, please. And now we'll bring in Mary Magdalene. Then we'll also bring in Jesus so you can feel the difference on the two different energies here. So here she comes. So she's energizing the photo. Like Carrie wrote about feeling St. Bernadette a little stronger, you know, this time. So what happens is each time you feel or go to the light shift and they do work with you, you tend to actually feel the energy stronger each time. And because you're opening up to more of who you are and you're actually all of these energies. So as this pathway gets opened up for you, then you can feel more. Then a lot of times, for some people, as they are with them quite often, then all of a sudden they feel like they don't feel them any longer because they're already resonating with the energy. So that happens too. So here we go. Here's Mary Magdalene's energy. And she feels very, very nice. A little different flavor of the divine here. Energy feels a little more forceful to me than St. Bernadette. I feel more of a presence with her. How are you sensing that, Sylvia?
Well, the picture is a lot more focused. Like, it's definitely more, the facial features are definitely more pronounced as I look at her. And then I feel the energy very strongly and very directly. Just there's more of an intensity there.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it too, yes, uh-huh.
And I am actually getting warmer as I sit here and it's like this, heating up the whole room. She's very strong.
Yeah. Okay, now we'll bring in her other half. Since they came down here as a team, you know, twin flame energies to be together. So we'll bring in Jesus now into this photograph here. In fact, I'll have her leave right now. We'll bring in Jesus, and then we'll put them in together as a unified energy here. So she's now leaving. There, okay. And now we'll bring in Jesus' energy. So here he comes. Picture is now starting to change. And I'm feeling a lot of heart energy right now. A lot of compassion, a lot of love energy.
And absolutely.
About probably 3/4 of the way in, so he needs probably another 15, 20 seconds here. see, now he's in completely. Okay, so let you experience the energy of Jesus. And again, you know, you can ask for healing here. Each time these different beings come into these photos here. And again, they go into your room, and they'll bless your room, and also bless you. So, okay, and now we're going to bring in Mary Magdalene. And here we go. We'll bring her in now with Jesus. So there'll be a team. And there we go. She's coming in now again. And you might even, if you would like, put your hand maybe about 6 inches away from the photo. Maybe move it from left to right or up and down. Just do it kind of slowly. You know, move it away and come back again. And you may actually feel your hand kind of tingle or buzz or feel like it has pressure on it as you go in front of the face of this light beam here. So there they are. They're both in there right now as a team. And it does feel a lot more in wholeness to me. The energy is much wider than it was before. So it's almost like my whole monitor now is radiating this beautiful love energy and compassion energy. And how are you feeling the energy, Sylvia?
Well, I did what you said and put my hands up in front of me between my body and the monitor. And there is so much energy pulsing into my palms and my hands from the photo. It's just incredible.
Yeah, so what we'll do, we'll just allow this energy to be here. I'll put some music on here and let you experience this energy yourself here. And request healing. And we'll see you back in, you know, probably about 3 minutes here when the song ends. was quite something. I really enjoyed that. Very peaceful energy, a lot of heart energy in this, so it was just great. And how was it for you, Sylvia?
Oh, it's wonderful. It really is a very special experience. It's almost hard to talk.
Yeah. I see my voice working here. So hard to hear, Nima says. So it must be from me, I would guess, here. So we're going to do a chakra alignment for everyone here. So just sit back and relax. So here we go. So we'll go to your heart center and reposition that a little bit for you here. Those feels perfectly fine for everyone right now. Maybe they already did this for you here. And throat looks good. Third eye looks good. Power chakra. Move that just a little bit over. There we go. Second chakra. Good. And go down to the first chakra. Okay. Here we go. So we'll do an opening now. So heart chakra, front and back. Spin, 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 spin. Open. And go to the throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. We had a request to do the drop again from your consciousness in your head down to your heart. So we'll just do this right now. So again, just want to visualize, but don't meditate. Just visualize the energy from your thoughts going into your heart center. So the 10th floor down to the first. So the first is your heart, the 10th is your thoughts, your consciousness, awakening consciousness. So here we go, dropping down. Think of an elevator dropping down in floors. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So it should feel a little more centered. And we'll ask again for Mary and Jesus to both energize this photo again stronger for you. They have a little more heart connection now. And we'll put another song on. So see you back in a few minutes again. And this is the way it is on the light ship, but it's a lot more intense. You may even be able to see the light beams when you go there. This is what we'd be doing tomorrow. So this is so wonderful. That felt wonderful. So, how was that for you, Sylvia?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. You know, we had a request at the beginning of the hour to bring in the love energy, and I really feel like we did with that Jesus and Mary.
Yes, it definitely came in. So we're bringing the love energy down here again for everybody. So here it comes here. So it's coming from the light shift directly into your living room right now, or bedroom, wherever you're located. And so here it comes, and you may see it or sense it coming in. Some people see like rainbow lights coming in, or they see gold energy sometimes. The divine uses gold a lot to show its presence. It'll come in through the ceiling and kind of swirl around in your room. And it all depends how you sense the energy. If you don't see it at all, it's perfectly fine. But you may sense something changing. So here it comes. This is a divine love energy, so here it comes. Stronger, 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 stronger. Yeah, it's pretty good in here. Stronger, we'll amp it up for everybody here. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Yeah, it feels wonderful. This is a really nice night for healing. A lot of heart energy, a lot of compassion. And we're going to bring in another energy here. We'll bring in the energy of forgiveness here. With this heart energy. So here comes the forgiveness energy. We'll bring that in here again the same way. Remember, I'm just commanding the energies to come in. So stronger, and these are the first cause energy from the light ship. So stronger, 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 stronger. That's wonderful. Stronger. Stronger and stronger. So I'll put some more music on here, and you can just sit back and just relax and just bathe in this beautiful energy here. Thank you. Okay. And I think we'll go to the light ship here. So everybody just kind of sit back and relax. For the new people who are on, this healing only works on live in the moment right now. It will not work on the archives. And so just sit back and relax. The light beings are in tune with all of you right now. And I am also. So you're going to be taken up to the light ship out of time. You'll be there physically. And remember your vibration being turned off and off and on continuously. So when you're turned off, that's when you go to the light ship. You're up there with your clothing on, and if you're fortunate, you're going to be able to see these beautiful light beams. So we're going up right now. And if you would like to bring along an animal or a pet with you, you can. And you're there now. And now we're going into the next room. This is the room where they're doing a body scan on you. Now we're going into the orientation room where you're selecting your team of doctors. Different light beams are up there. There's crystals, there's whales and dolphins. There's light beams that are very tall, short ones. There's little orbs. There's all different types of energies. So what I'd like you to do is to request your healing inside of your head. The first room we're going into is the hot tub. This is helping to detoxify your bodies. And there's about a dozen of them, and there's all different colored gels in each hot tub. So right now I see a lot of gold energy, so we're probably going into the gold hot tubs. And I bilocate instantly, so I'm there watching. Right now we're going into the beautiful crystal healing room. And this one has the amethyst geode, so we're in this right now. And you may feel the energy of amethyst down here. We'll bring it in for you so you can experience it. It's very high frequency, so here it comes. So stronger, stronger, and request your healings inside of your head. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now the room we're going into is the room that we're going to be releasing some pain from us. This is the pain release room. So again, request healing there if you have any physical body pain, or even if you have some in the past. Remember, it always stays with you typically until you have it released. They just be dormant, and it can pop up any time. So you want to release these things out of you. So we're in this room now, and request inside of your head healing. And we'll bring in another divine energy. We'll bring in the energy of Archangel Michael into your living room or bedroom or den, wherever you are right now. So here he comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And we'll go into another room. This is a room where they have beautiful flowers for healing to help us heal. And across the room is like some honey from the flowers, and there's some different types of tinctures made up of different flower energies. So we're able to have that if we would like it. So we're in this room now. As you walk into the room, the flowers actually turn and face us, acknowledge us, and as we communicate with them, you can actually feel the vibrations of these flowers connecting with you. So we're in this room right now, and again, request your healings that you'd like to have. And what we're going to do now is work with your feet right now, and we're going to put some air cushions on you if you'd like to have that done. This will make you feel like you are walking, and you weigh probably about 30 to 40 pounds less. So this is about a 5 or 6 part procedure. And they'll have them speed it up since we have a few minutes here to go on the show here. So the first procedure is done, and the second procedure is happening. And you have to remember walking on the light ship, and you're telling them how you feel. And they're doing this right now to you. And now they're doing procedure number 3. So you might feel the bottom of your feet kind of tingle a little bit, okay? And now we're doing number 4. And number 5, and number six, okay? They're going to start working with your tailbone and your spine right now, too. And then I'll have you get up and walk in about a minute here just to see how you feel. You may feel a little bit taller. You might feel like your body's actually straighter. And as you walk, you're going to notice that your body is not being jarred as much as you're walking, kind of like you're walking on air cushions or like a really nice spongy carpet. And they're saying now to try this out. So I'd like all of you to get up and just kind of maybe do maybe 10 steps or so and just kind of see how you feel. And if you'd like to come back and just comment on this on the fast chat, that would be nice. Or you could even email me. I love getting emails. That way I can at least connect with every one of you and, you know, send your energy over again and just see how you feel about the light ship. Okay. And that's kind of my reward when I have feedback from people. So you're probably all feeling a little different now. And we're going to do into one more room here. This room is where they have this beautiful oxygen. So we're going to bring in one of the oxygens here for us to breathe. And they're going to work with our lungs right now. So now this is what we do on the longer calls, although we're in the rooms longer. And they do a lot more work with us. So this is like a little teaser for everybody here. The four-hour call is phenomenal. I also do conference calls. I have a conference call line. And I do one-hour ship healings for only $20. So, you know, that's very affordable. So if you're interested in having healing work done, that's where to start, too. So, it feels good to me. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, well, I feel sort of like I'm floating on air between the healings with Jesus and Mary and the light beings, and then this procedure on the ship with the walking differently. It just is feeling very, very, very good.
Great. Any comments on Fast Chat, Sylvia?
I think that we have one from Nima. He says his feet feel like jello, very soft, like baby skin on his feet.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it there. So we're getting close to the end of the show here. So I guess we'll be signing off. The light beam will be activated for about a half an hour here. So you can still utilize some of this energy here if you like. And you're going to be coming back now from the light ship. So we're coming back down. And now we're here. So some people actually feel that frequencies change in their ears sometimes as they come back down to the white light tunnel. And just very nice to have all of you with us tonight. So I guess I'll be signing off now. So have a wonderful evening. If you're back east, it's midnight now, or actually 1 o'clock in the morning. So have a good night's sleep. I'm sure you will now with all this beautiful healing. And so blessings to all of you, and good night.
Blessings to all. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for being with us, and we will be with you again tomorrow. Good night, everyone.
Good night.